Good evening and welcome to the WRFL. I'm here with a guy. It's still an undisclosed location. It won't be revealed till after November 15th. You'll have to tune in to that later episode. Jared Cornelius, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm definitely starting to feel the pressure. I'd be lying if I didn't say that I was ready to get it over with just because of all the bullshit that has been happening leading up to it. Like, getting the event, the venue changed on us, and now I've got a fucking wisdom tooth that's starting to bother me that I'm now going to have removed on Monday. But things are going great as far as the WRFL goes. We got some great games coming up. This last week was kind of, you know. But I do think both college and the NFL is going to be really interesting this week, to say the least. Hopefully, you know, I'll see some teams lose that I really need to lose. Like, it'd be great if, you know, which we'll get to that once we go through the picks and everything. But I don't know, Trevor, what do you think? You got any...
Well, another week goes by, and another win for the Patriots. That's the biggest thing for me, man. We're looking really good. We're looking really good, and we do have a tendency to start the game slow. But Vrabel fucking goes in at halftime. He makes the adjustments, and they come out like a different team. Drake May looking like the fucking MVP right now. It's an exciting time to be a New England Patriot fan. It's exciting that we have more wins this year than we have combined the past 2 years. And I mean, the schedule is very favorable. We play Atlanta, who doesn't know their ass from a fucking hole in the ground of late. Sometimes they play good, sometimes they play bad. But also, we haven't allowed a rusher over 50 yards the entire game, so bring it on, Bijan.
Yeah, I mean, we're the number two rushing defense in football. So, I mean, that's great. Dude, and I'm looking at our schedule, and realistically, like, I mean, we got the Bucs. And I'm not looking past the Falcons because, I mean, they can be – I mean, they did what we did. They beat the Bills. So, I mean, but we have the Bucs, who I think they're really banged up. So that might favor us. I mean, the Jets, the Bengals – the Giants, and then we have the Bills and the Ravens back-to-back, which, you know, I guess we'll see against the Ravens. But I wouldn't be mad if we ended up losing only three more games the rest of the year, which is what I kind of assume is what could happen. If we were going to lose, I could see us maybe losing to the Bucks, Bills, and Ravens, I mean.
Yeah,
but that would still put us at, what, 12-5 for the year?
Yeah,
or I think 13 wins is definitely on the board for sure.
Oh, I think so, and I mean, we've won the thing about, you know, it's easy to get a big win and then lose some games you should win because you're not focused on them. But fucking Vrabel, man, he's got them fucking dialed in, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. They're fucking, you know, there's no easy wins in the NFL. It's just, you know, any team can beat any team at any given time. I mean, the Dolphins fucking look like they don't suck last week against the Falcons, but they do suck.
I mean, that's the most physical game I've seen their defense play probably ever.
I think so, too, I think that was their defense was playing so good there. Dan Marino was yelling at the TV asking where that defense was when he was playing.
Yeah, he's still somewhere secretly doing blow, getting really mad that he never won.
He's hiding Dolphins.
Yeah. Well, what do you say, Trevor? What do you say we jump right into it?
Oh, it's fucking like a fucking pool in the winter, baby. Let's jump in.
Well, as always, we'll start off with college. And the first game we're going to pick is actually tonight. It's one of the War Room games of the week. We're 10. We got a little Deshaun Jackson versus Michael Vick. Norfolk State at Delaware State. Trevor, who do you think wins this one?
I'm going to roll with Delaware State, double down. This is a cool little rivalry we got going. Michael Vick's been fucking, he's fired like two of his fucking coordinators. So they only got one win. It's looking a little rough there. But I'm going to go with Delaware State double down.
I'm going to go Delaware State straight up. I mean, Norfolk State hasn't looked great this year, but I could see them making this a good game. I know Michael Vick's really going to want to get this win, but unfortunately he can't be out there playing for his own team. Otherwise, you know, that'd be hilarious if they both suited up at halftime.
They had still eligibility left. They fucking, fuck it.
Technically, they do have eligibility, and this is
I was going to say, I didn't know.
FCS. This is the FCS, so who gives a shit?
See, I didn't know if DeSean Jackson had. I know that Vick did.
But, yeah, anyway, up next, game on tomorrow night, Friday. We got a worth 10. We got Memphis at Rice. What do you think?
Memphis, those motherfuckers last week.
They've gotten us 2 weeks. Got me 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude. They fucking, well, they did me too. Because I picked them to beat UAB. They went out and fucking lost. And then I thought, all right, they're going to lose to South Fork. South Fork is, you know, pretty legitimate team here. Nah, they went out and fucking lost by a field goal. It was a close game. Honestly, I think that I wasn't really paying too much attention to that game because I thought that South Florida had it won. And I looked at the score later and I thought, what the fuck? I'm going to go with Memphis double down. I think they're just a better team than Rice. Rice is, they won their last game, lost three after that. Got fucking their ass beat by UTSA. But I'm going to go with Memphis double down. I think they get this win.
Yeah. I think we're going to be looking at a whole football team full of fried rice after Memphis is done with them. So I'm going Memphis double down. Who knows, though? I mean, shit, it's at Rice. It's a night game, you know. Who knows? You know, Memphis lost to UAB, so I guess nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
But anyway, up next, we have what should have been a really good game. Dude, and also I would just like to say, because Luke has brought it up, but, like, he keeps mentioning how, you know, he thought Penn State was going to win it all, be number one, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, he pushed back hard on me on that preseason playoff, podcast.
I mean, we pushed back both hard because we're like number one. You think it'd be number one? I mean, now did I think they were going to be this bad? No, but
I tried to tell him, and I told him that because he texted me, and he's like, "Dude, you were so right about fucking Penn State." And I was like, "Yeah, Trevor. I mean, Luke. I wish I could take a lot of credit because it's kind of like, you know." It's kind of like being like, oh, yeah, you know, the ocean's deep. It's like, yeah, it's of all things that are obvious, Penn State ain't going to do nothing. That school is cursed forever. I don't think they're going to get a big-name coach to go there because no one wants to be known as the guy coaching a pedophile school. Let's just be real. Like, Marcus Freeman ain't going to fucking Penn State from Notre Dame. For one, that's a terrible move. Second of all, you know, he ain't down with that. Brian Kelly's probably the only guy that I can see doing
his ass.
I resent the pedophile school moniker. Yeah, I bet. But I'm going Ohio State double down. I think they're going to slaughter them. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go Ohio State double down. Ohio State. I don't think the rest of their fucking year looks like they should walk to victories except for the end of the year when they face Michigan, and I'm hoping that they lose to Michigan at the end of the year. God, would that be so hilarious?
Oh, that'd be awesome. It'd be awesome if Texas didn't lose a game the rest of the year and Ohio State lost. That'd be awesome. Anyway, up next, we got a 5-point game. Speaking of, we got Vanderbilt going into Texas, who is about giving me a heart attack 2 weeks in a row. But I got to say this before we make our picks. This is going to sound insane. And I would just like to say, I think Mississippi State's a lot better than their record says they are. I've watched them play a lot this season. And, you know, obviously they blew it against Texas. But, you know, they don't do that. And they beat Tennessee. And I think there was another game. I mean, they have one or two losses on their season. I mean, they're it's a good team. You know,
I mean, they took Tennessee to overtime. And I mean, they,
I thought they had them. They had like they made some really stupid mistakes.
Beat Arizona State. I mean, yeah, they're so I picked them to win last week, and I thought they were going to do it. And it just because I thought they are a tough team. I mean, any SEC team at this point is a tough team.
But like I was saying. Like, and it's crazy, like I said, it's crazy to say, but like, if Arch Manning can just play a full game the way he played that fourth quarter, because he literally went from like 110 passing yards through three, and he ended with like 350 yards. He did that all in the fourth, and like, a lot of it was because he was throwing on the run, which I've been saying they need to make him do more of, because he that's when he throws his best ball, is when he's on the run. And it also, it just opens up more possibilities for him in the offense because if he can't throw, he can keep it and run. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It just opens the offense up more. I don't think he's a stand in the pocket and pick you apart kind of guy. I think he needs to be on the run. I think that's what he likes to do anyway. So if we can just do that and with our defense, because like, I don't care what anybody says, that our defense is the only reason that we've been able to even be in these games, because our defense is, I think, one of the five best in the country, and it's a shame that our offense has just been so anemic at times. But the only positive to that is I do think because the Palettes look to this point, and also here's the deal, man, Arch isn't a complete project. He's young. This is his first year. He's clearly going to be coming back and playing college football next year, whether it's with us or somebody, who knows. He's just, you know, all it can do is get better, and this would be the time for the offense to, like, step up and fucking, you know, start playing well, because this is, like, we can't lose. We have to win every game. Like, if we lose it, if we lose to Vanderbilt, it's over. Like, we have to win, and I know we got Georgia on the road. If we're going to lose a game, I think that's the only one we can really afford. But also, at the same time, we need Georgia to lose, so we need to beat them. So,
yeah.
And we got A&M, who has yet to lose.
Yeah.
We've got to beat both of them, and it's possible. I think the team is good enough. It's just Sark has got to stop playing scared with Arch at quarterback. Like, we got to start being more explosive and, you know, just fucking get, like, let's do it. Now's the time to do it. Let's open it up. It'd be great if we were just, like, playing possum until it got serious, which would be dumb. But, I don't know. That might be
wishful.
Yeah, I
mean, that would be a crazy possum play to get to two losses.
We got to be completely honest. We did not mean to lose to Florida.
Yeah, we were like...
That was an accident.
It was one of those where, like, you're up by, like, 20 on the video game, and you let them come back just because you want to be fun, and they end up beating you, and you're like, fuck!
You keep throwing the ball. You throw, like, interceptions, and they take it. Like, fuck me! Yeah, but anyway, who are you taking in this one, Trevor?
I think this is going to be a really good game, and I think that Vanderbilt is a really good team. I'm going to go with Vanderbilt straight up, because it is in Texas, so I'm not going to double down. I think this is going to be just a down and dirty game, and I'm going to go with Vanderbilt, but I wouldn't be surprised if Texas makes a comeback at the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we Mr. Magoo our way through the game and end up winning, or like Mr. Bean or something. Honestly, I'm taking Texas double down because, I mean, like I said, we have to do this. So, I mean, but I'm feeling it because I don't know. Is Arch is playing, correct? Like, no one said whether or not he's out. Because even if he is out, I think our backup is a good chance. He probably should be starting. But, so if that's the case, I think we win. It is at home. It's an 11 o'clock game, so there's not a ton of pressure or as much, you know. And also, all I got to say is we better fucking win. We better fucking win. Up next, we got Miami at SMU. Ooh. Trevor, how do you like this one?
Yeah. Miami taking their first L a couple weeks ago to Louisville. It was a close game. SMU, though, minus the fucking loss to Wake Forest, had looked pretty good. But I think I'm going to roll Miami double down. I think they're going to get it done.
Yeah, you know, honestly, this is one of those games where it's like, if Miami loses, it's not like I'm going to be surprised, because SMU's been pretty good. They've had a pretty tough schedule, to be fair. But it does suck whenever a team finally loses, because then it's just like, oh my God, are they going to lose again? Like, is this Florida State a trend? Yeah, no, for sure. But I am going to go Miami double down. I still think they're the strongest team in the ACC. I mean, you know, Georgia Tech looked really good, and so is Louisville and Virginia. But, I mean, from the teams I've watched, I just Miami's the best out of all of them. So, they you know, I think they pick back up where they need to. Up next, we got West Virginia at Houston, 7-1. Trevor, who do you like?
I'm going to roll with Houston double down. I almost fucking took them last week against Arizona State. And I wish I would have, because they got the win. But Houston's looked pretty good. They're only lost to Texas Tech. And, I mean, Texas Tech's a really good team. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Houston double down.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick on it. Me and my dad were talking about it. We've been on the Houston and Texas Tech train this year, and I've been really liking what I've seen. It'd be great if we could get a rematch between them two. But is Houston in the Big 12 now?
Yeah, I was going to say that definitely could happen, because they're both in the Big 12.
Yeah, so I think that would be good. But I'm going to take Houston double down. Anyway, up next, we've got one of the war room games of the week. We've got the undefeated Navy going into North Texas to take on the 7-1 Mean Green. Trevor, what do you think?
Oh, man, this is a tough one to pick. Seven and oh versus 7-1. And their, what was their loss? Who was their loss to? South Florida. It's a respectable loss. The fact that there can be a team that's 7-0 and not ranked is a little ridiculous.
There's no respect for the Navy, that's why.
I mean, first of all, these stats are insane. Like, he's got 1,000 passing yards and 814 rushing yards. He's leading the team in passing yards and rushing yards. It's in North Texas. I'm going to go, man. It's a really hard one to pick.
I know what you want to do. I know you want to take North Texas because you don't respect the Navy.
No, that's why I do want to take North Texas. But the fact that the Navy has not lost at all is hard to say.
And I would like to say for the Navy, they're like putting up points.
They are,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're not like, you know, beating people
52-38-42. The lowest points, of course, 21 against Rice. So I'm gonna go with the Navy. I'm gonna go straight up though. I think they're gonna get it done.
Yes, I'm gonna do the same, because I'm gonna give respect to the home team. I think North Texas, they're I think it's gonna be a good game. But I also wouldn't be surprised if the Navy went in there and beat up on them a little bit. I would not be surprised at all. So I think that should be a good one. And up next, we got another War Room game of the week. We got Arizona State going into Iowa State, both 5-3. Trevor, who do you think?
It's a tough team. Honestly, it's a tough team. It's a tough game to watch, because you don't even know who's who, because their fucking color schemes are damn near the same. I'm going to go with Iowa State's on a fucking 3-game losing streak. Arizona State, they beat Texas Tech as a big win. Then Iowa State. I think I'm going to have to go with Arizona State straight up. I just think that they're trending better than Iowa State is right now, so give me Arizona State straight up.
Did Arizona State just lose?
I mean, they did, but they also beat Texas Tech, and then fucking Iowa State lost to BYU, Colorado, and Cincinnati.
Two of those losses are respectable
losses. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, not the Colorado one, but definitely the Cincinnati and BYU one.
I don't like Arizona State because the quarterback's been in and out. So I'm going to go Iowa State double down. I think it's going to be a good game, but I'm going to give them the nod. And I don't know. I think Arizona State may have won last year. So I think Iowa State's going to be looking to get some revenge against them for that. And also, like I said, these teams are the same to me. I think you could go either way, but I'm going to give the home team the nod. Up next, we got number 16, Louisville, taking on Virginia Tech.
I'm going to roll with Louisville double down. I like what I've seen from them so far. Virginia Tech's just very up and down.
Yeah, if you mean by up and down, we only beat really bad teams and get our ass kicked by everybody else. Yeah, that ain't the Virginia Tech I've always grown up loving. The only thing I can say is that we're at home, so maybe, we're not going to win that. Louisville double down. Up next, we got number 2, Indiana, going into Maryland. Trevor, what do you think?
Indiana double down, man. They look real good. And, I mean, they're the teams that they should beat. They're beating the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. They're legit, dude. Like, you can't... They went into Oregon and stymied them, held them to 20 points. That's the most they've allowed all season. I mean, they're on a mission. So, I am too going Indiana double down. Up next, we got a good one, a classic Southern battle here. We got Georgia taking on Florida. It's in the swamp. Trevor, who do you think wins this one?
It is in the swamp. I don't understand why Florida would fire their coach right after they win. You know, a good win, too. So with that, I'm going to go Georgia double down. I think that, you know, sometimes when you fire the coach, you get a little... you get a good game the next game, you know, a little comeback game, but you literally won last game when you fired the coach. There's not a lot to be happy for in Florida, so other than the state itself, the football team, not very much to be proud of. Give me Georgia double down.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you. Now, like I said, as a Texas fan and with my agenda, be a great loss. It'd be a great day if Florida beat Georgia and we beat Vanderbilt. That'd be a great day. But I kind of agree with you. I will say the swamp's really hard to play in. Georgia is definitely gettable. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. That's all I'm saying. Florida has been one of those teams that they've beaten teams that you wouldn't expect them to, and they've lost to teams you wouldn't expect them to. So, they're just kind of a roller coaster of a team. But I'm going Georgia double down. Up next, we got Notre Dame taking on Boston College. Trevor, what do you think?
I'll take Notre Dame double down. Looks like they've got something going. Boston College is 1-7. So, Notre Dame double down.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Boston College sucks. Notre Dame's good. End of story. Notre Dame double down. Up next, we got Texas Tech going into Kansas State, taking a little shitty trip over there to crappy Manhattan. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Red Raiders double down. I like what I've seen from so far. They had one little slip against a solid team. I think they get it done, though. Texas Tech double down. And Kansas State has fucked us so many times at the start of the year.
Well, they were my Big 12 champion, so they completely just ruined my chances at that. So, you know, that means I had them in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm not really happy with them right now. You know what? Because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up beating Texas Tech
to fuck you over more.
Yeah, dude, just one more time for the road. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm going Texas Tech double down. Up next, we got another War Room game of the week. We got Fresno State going into Boise. What do you think, Trev?
Man, this should be a close game. Five and two, or 5-3, 6-2. Boise's favored by 17.5. That's a bit steep, if you're asking me. Fresno State lost. Oh, they fucking lost to San Diego State. Who weren't they like? No, they're actually pretty good. That was a different team. I'm getting confused. San Diego State's actually pretty good, 6-1.
I think you're thinking of San Jose.
Yeah, the team that hadn't won a game at all. I'm going to go with Boise State straight up.
You know what? It's funny because I already marked mine down, but I'm also going to go Boise State straight up. I've always had a respect for Fresno State. They've always been a really tough school. So I'm going to go Boise State straight up. Up next, we've got... Oh, we got Virginia taking a long trip to the other side of the country, taking on Cal, who is their conference mates, which makes a lot of sense. Trevor, who do you think wins this game?
Yeah, it definitely does make sense that they're in the same conference. I mean, you know, right beside each other practically. I'm going to go with Virginia double down. And the only reason I'm going to double down is because it's only a one-point game, because I think this could be a close game, and I would not be surprised if Cal won.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I'm doubling down because it's not like there's a lot at stake, but I do think Virginia is better, but they've also been teetering the last few weeks, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. Like, they're really having to dig deep to win these games. So, but it's a cautious double down, I'd like to say. Up next, we got a rivalry game. We got Ole Miss going. Oh, sorry, we got South Carolina going into Ole Miss. Trevor, what do you think?
I'm gonna go with Ole Miss double down. South Carolina's kind of been a letdown this year for me. Thought they're gonna be a lot better than they were.
That's the team I told you about.
Oh, well, okay. All right, Mr. Kansas State, don't be getting too high on your horse here, okay, buddy? Same record.
Listen, man, I was misled, okay? I thought Kansas State was going to be good. I thought Clemson was going to be good.
Okay, now, if I was going to say a team that I told everybody was Clemson, because I barely put them in. The only reason I put them in my playoffs is because everybody else put them in there, and I felt like I had to, or I was going to look stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, in everybody's defense in the country, I'm defending everybody. The ACC, like, it's kind of like the Big 12 was the last year. Like, you kind of just assume that that Clemson's just on the table, because it's like, it's not a strong conference. And, I mean, look at it. Look at all these teams that are, it's still up in the air, really, even with Georgia Tech being undefeated. I mean, you got Louisville with one loss. You got fucking Virginia with one loss. I mean, like, it's just, it's not a very strong conference. I don't know. But it just, to me, it makes sense. I mean, the Big 12, it's a tough one to also. I think those are the two toughest to pick, is the Big 12 and the ACC.
The Big 12 is so hard because they all just beat each other. Like, they just fucking, once somebody has the lead, and then they take them out, and somebody has the lead, and they take them out.
Yeah, I just, it's tough. But anyway, up next we got Purdue going into Michigan. Trevor, what do you think?
I'm going to take Michigan double down. I think Michigan's just a they're a young team, and they're going to beat the teams they need to beat. Can't really beat the big dogs yet, so I'm going to roll with Michigan double down.
Yeah, I'm just taking them by proxy at this point. I don't think they're good. I don't know how they have I can't believe they only have two losses. I mean, I got to give it up to them. Hopefully they beat Ohio State, which I can't believe I'm saying. But I'm going to go Michigan double down. Up next, we got Georgia Tech undefeated going into NC State. Trevor, who do you like?
I have a sneaky suspicion about this game. I don't know why, but I feel like NC State could pull an upset. But I don't think they're going to. I'm going to go with Georgia Tech. I'm going to go Georgia Tech double down. It's only a 1-point game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously NC State could get this win, but I got to believe until I see it at this point. Georgia Tech double down. Up next, the schedule of death continues for OU as they go into Knoxville for a 6:30 at night. Trevor, who do you like?
I'm going to go with OU straight up. I mean, we were fucking in that game last week, made a comeback. I think that we're obviously not a top dog in the SEC. We're somewhere in the middle. I think we're a little bit better in Tennessee. It's in Tennessee, but I think we get the win here. We go straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee double down. That's a tough place to win. Josh Heupel's going to really want to get that win against y'all. Ole Miss coming into Norman and winning that game. And I mean, OU did make kind of a comeback in the towards the end, but I mean, for the most part, Ole Miss was kind of just in control. OU's offense isn't as good as it started out to be now that they're kind of getting into tougher competition. And it being a night game in Knoxville is just brutal. So I'm going Tennessee double down. Next up, we got USC at Nebraska. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to go with USC double down here. I think that, I mean, I just
you can
think
go it, either way, honestly.
I do think it can go either way. I just think that looking at the schedule of USC, their two losses were to Notre Dame and fucking Illinois, which are really good teams. Nebraska's got a loss against Michigan, a loss against Minnesota. So with that, I'm going to go USC double down.
Well, fuck USC. Nebraska, double down. That's what I say. I hate USC, and I want them to lose. And I actually think Nebraska's offense, dare I say, is pretty damn good. So I don't think scoring points is going to be an issue for them. So it being at home is also big. Night game in Nebraska, the smell of corn husks in the air, the smell of popcorn, buttered corn everywhere, yeah. I'm going Nebraska double down. Yep, exactly. And finally, 5-point game. It starts at 9:15. Mm-hmm. We got number 17 Cincinnati going into Utah. Trevor, what do you think?
Oh, this is a great game to be a 9:15 game because I mean it's going to be a banger all the way to the end. Cincinnati coming in on a they're on a what 6-game winning streak. Their loss was to Nebraska to start the year. It's in Utah though. Utah losing to BYU. BYU's a solid team though. I don't know, man. I just feel like Utah's not quite there yet. I'm gonna roll with Cincinnati. Then I'm gonna double down.
Man, this is where we really started veering off here there towards the end. I'm going Utah double down. I've seen it in them, and they played BYU really tough. And I just, it's going to be a really hard game for Cincinnati going in there playing a late game in Utah. I'm just saying, fuck it. I'm taking Utah on this one, honestly. I think that's a tall order for Cincinnati, and it might be due a loss here. So, all right. So that's it for college. Let's get right into the NFL, starting with the Thursday night game. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
Let's see. I got the Ravens penciled in here, double down with Lamar back. I think that, like, I don't know. I mean, I get, theoretically, they could make the playoffs if they went out, but obviously every game they have to win. And I think that the Dolphins, they had a good week last week, but I don't think that's going to happen again. I'm going to go Ravens double down.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I'm going Ravens double down. Theoretically, though, this game is kind of the same for each team. They both kind of have to win this game to stay alive. I don't think the Dolphins can really – I don't think they can have really aspirations of winning the division, but getting a wild card spot.
Yeah.
The Ravens have a better chance of maybe getting back into the division. I don't know. I think people are crazy if they think that's going to be easy. I mean, they're literally going to have to win, like, four straight games before I start going, man, they
yeah.
can really steal.
Yeah, because here's the thing is, with Lamar coming back, that's fine, but he was only out, like, three games. Do they not remember him losing the games, you know, before in the fourth quarter, the first three they played?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, the defense hasn't been anything to write home about.
Oh, no, it's been fucking terrible. Like, it's been real. It's been, like, one of the worst Ravens defenses I've seen in a long time.
Oh, it's probably the worst I've ever seen.
I mean, I didn't want to go there off the cuff, but I think you're right.
What if they ever had a bad defense?
I know, that's what I'm saying, and it's like,
like, maybe middle of the pack, but never bad.
And just getting torched up everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in the Dolphins. I think they're a car that's set on fire. So I think they're just waiting to explode, like GTA. When you flip a car upside down, you know it's going to explode.
You got to run away
they're
before
just,
it
like,
kills you.
They're just, like, scrambling to get out from underneath it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a feeling the coach isn't going to get out.
Yeah, no, the coach is going to – we're going to be seeing a wasted sign show for Mike McDaniels, and it's going to be him, like, with a puff of vape smoke coming out of his mouth, you know, like, whenever it's over. Anyway, up next, we've got the Patriots taking on the Falcons. Best team in football, the Patriots are. Trevor?
I couldn't agree more. I'm going to go Patriots double down. Let's fucking go. This is in New England, too. I mean, let's get this fucking win. Be 7-2. 7-2. If you'd have told me last year at this time, next year we'll be 7-2, I would have said, I hope so, but I don't think it will be.
I mean, I was just hoping we'd win 5 games this year, so we've already surpassed my expectations. I think we're going to be
head coach of the year,
dangerous team come to the playoffs. I do think we can win the division.
If we beat the Bills again, I mean, I think we'll win the division right there. I think that'll lock it up.
I mean, yes, that will help. But, I mean, I honestly think if we only lose, I mean, we're going to end with a better record than the Bills more than likely. I mean, shit, if they beat Kansas City this weekend, then we're tied back up. But we have the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. We kind of do need to win that. But luckily, we got that one at home.
Yep.
So winning that first one in Buffalo is huge, but I think the Patriots get this one. I think our defense is gonna really make things hard for Penix or for Kirk Cousins. Go Pats. Up next, we got the Chargers taking on the hapless Tennessee Titans. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Chargers double down. The Chargers are a good team, but they seem to lose to the people that they really need to beat. But they do beat the shit out of the people they should. And the Titans, not much going for them right now. So I'm going to roll the Chargers double down.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, it might be better if the Titans just lose the rest of the season and get another good player in there. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers double down. They really need to get this win, because if the Chiefs win, that'll kind of tie them up with Chargers still having the tiebreaker. They really want to try and gain some ground back on the Chiefs if they want to win that division. So this would be a perfect week to do that and kind of keep that lead. I mean, even though I know the Broncos are in the lead, but you know, the Chiefs are in third place, I think, right now. But yeah. Anyway, up next we got the Bears going into Cincinnati. Trevor, what do you think?
First of all, just let's talk about how the fuck they lost that game last week, the Bengals. I mean,
that's because Nick Mangold died and the Jets needed a reason.
I guess so. And then, I mean, the Bears getting their fucking dicks kicked in last week by fucking the Huntley-led Ravens. I think I'm going to go with the Bears here, though, because fucking Flacco might not even play, apparently. So I'm going to go with the Bears straight up.
Yeah, it's funny. I already wrote that down. I'm going Bears straight up because I don't really trust either of these teams. The Bears actually are playing for something. The Bengals are just trying to fuck people over, and they're actually trying to, like, stay in it in hopes that Joe Burrow comes back for, I guess, the start of the playoffs. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm going to go Bears straight up. Up next, we've got the War Room game of the week worth 10. We got the Colts going into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh coming off a heartbreaking loss to the Packers at home on a Sunday night. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I mean, I gotta roll with the fucking Daniel Jones, Indianapolis Colts, man. They just look like a complete team. Jonathan Taylor's playing his ass off right now. They just look solid. They got just a good young core, and everything's really just clicking. And the Steelers, I don't know, man. They look like a team that's trying to get to the playoffs to lose in round one is what they look like. Team that beats the teams they should and struggles with the teams that are good. And for that, I'm going to roll the Colts. I'm going to go double down.
God, I hope I don't regret this, but I'm going Steelers straight up. Like, I have to believe that they're going to be playing with a lot of urgency. And also, I don't know, call me crazy, but it's just watching the Steelers lose back-to-back games at home, that seems really improbable to me. The Colts have been, you know, riding high. You know, Jonathan Taylor is going to probably, you know, he theoretically should have a pretty good day, but I have to believe that Mike Tomlin's going to figure it out and find a way to keep their season alive, because they can't just start sliding now with now that Lamar's coming back. I mean, it's just like you have to take advantage of that, and you have to get a win here. And, you know, I think that the Colts could be due for a loss. I mean, shit, we're at the point where I'm not denying anything. I just, you know, it's really hard to sustain that. And, you know, winning in Pittsburgh is not easy. I mean, it's not. So I'm going to go Steelers straight up, and I'm going to be on my knees praying like a, you know, praying to Muhammad that they win. So go Steelers. Anyway, up next we've got the 49ers taking on the Scatabous Giants, who, to everyone's surprise, was taken out for the season, not because of a head injury, but for a broken ankle. Trevor, what do you think? Who wins this game?
Well, I don't know. I think I have a superpower in fantasy football, because 3 weeks ago I traded Omar Hampton, and then he got hurt, and now he's out for 4 weeks. And then a week before this game, I traded Scataboo for DK Metcalf, and he broke his ankle a week later. So,
dude, people are going to stop trading.
Dude, I literally said that. People are like, fuck it, this is bullshit. And the bad part is one of the trades happened, like, and it had been finalized, but it hadn't went through yet. So they just had to watch it, and they couldn't cancel it. Like, it literally happened as they were trading him. But that being said, that sucks for them because I liked what was going there with New York. I liked the quarterback. I think San Francisco gets the win here, but I'm going to go straight up. I don't know. Giants are a team that like to fuck you. So I'm going to go with San Francisco straight up. Who knows who's even fucking playing quarterback this week?
Man, I just think without Cam and, you know, they also don't have fucking, what's his name, Malik Nabers. I don't know. Him going down, that kind of just ripped the soul out of the team, I think. I'm going to go 49ers double down, who are actually having kind of an impressive season with how limited they've been with their talent on their team with all the injuries and everything. So,
dangerous team. If they can make it to the playoffs and get healthy, dangerous team.
Well, it's like they're actually playing. It's actually the opposite for them this year. They started off injured, and now maybe they finish the year healthy, which could be really dangerous for everyone in the fucking league because they are still just absolutely stacked on that team. So I wouldn't be surprised if they end up being one of those teams that hit it late whenever Purdy comes back. Up next, we've got the Broncos taking on the Houston Texans. Trevor, what do you think?
This game can go either way. This is really a measurement game for the Texans for me because they beat San Francisco last week. But like they can't fucking lose. Like you can't start. They need to win this game, and they need to win the next three games to, you know, be back in the division and be back at a chance. But Denver, man, Denver looks good. Bo Nix looks good. Sean Payton's has got him playing real good. With a fucking absolute thumping last week over the Dallas fucking Cowboys. I'm going to have to go Denver straight up. I'd like to pick the Houston Texans. I'd like for them to win. But they're going to have to prove it to me first, so I'm going to go Denver straight up.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I was going to go Denver straight up, but now that I'm thinking about it, I might actually go Denver double down because thinking about this game, I just think both defenses are really good, so it's kind of a wash there. I just believe Denver's offense is going to be more capable of producing points than Houston's offense is going up against a really good defense because their offensive line is terrible with how many injuries they have. They can't run the ball. C.J. Stroud just has not been playing very well this season. I am now going Denver double down. Because I think this is going to be a low-scoring game where the Denver is just going to be able to turn it on when they need to. So I also think Sean Payton is doing a really good job coaching that team and getting Bo Nix in position to win. So I'm going Broncos double down. Up next, we've got the Lions taking on the Vikings. Who knows who's playing quarterback?
I think it's J.J. McCarthy now.
Who?
J.J. McCarthy's coming back.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
I mean, they should let him hold out for another game so he doesn't get killed by the Lions. I'm going to go with
no,
the Lions.
No, you know what? No, it's time for this fucking young man to start playing some football. That's what I think. He's getting those paychecks. You know, it's time for this young man to get in there and do his job and play some fucking football. And so everybody stops going, well, is he going to be good or is he going to... Why don't you get out there and fucking prove it?
That is true.
Whenever
the wind's
blowing hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting sick of it. I want to see... the best ability is availability. And this guy missed his entire rookie season. And he's only played, what, two games this year? like, dude, like he's got to get out there and he's got to do something because the team is too talented to be where they are, and they're only where they are because fucking Carson Wentz is the guy that's been leading them. Fucking, so it's time to get out there and fucking drop your nutsack on the table.
Yeah, that being said, I'm going to go Lions double down. I think it's in Detroit, too. Give me Lions double down.
Yeah, I agree, bud. I'm going Lions double down. The Vikings ain't got a chance. Up next, we've got the Packers taking on... the Panthers going into Green Bay, taking on the 5-1-1 Packers. Trevor, who do you think wins this game?
I'm going to roll with the Packers double down here. But I think this could be a closer game because Packers sometimes start sleepwalking when they're facing people that they should beat. So, but I'm going to go with the Packers double down.
Yeah, I'm going Packers double down. The Panthers have a good defense. Offense hasn't been playing too good. And if Andy Dalton's playing again, oh boy, that's all I got to say. Up next, we've got these next three are all the five-point games, starting off with the Jags going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Trevor, what do you think?
Give me the Jags double down. I think they're still a solid, good team. They just had some tough matchups, and I think the Raiders are not a great football team right now, and I think the Geno Smith magic might have run off.
Oh, I don't blame him.
And
I don't think anybody listens to me. I think everyone is just like shouting into a void. But like, they can bring anyone they want in to play quarterback for them. As long as that offensive line is as bad as it is, they're not going to be able to do anything offensively. They can't run the ball. They can't fucking throw the ball. They can't do anything. And it's because Geno Smith has zero time to make decisions and reads. So he's having to get rid of the ball quicker than he needs to, thus the interceptions going up. And Ashton Jeanty has zero time between him getting the ball when the ball is snapped and him actually being able to hit a hole. Like, there's just – watch him play it bad. Like, they can't do anything. Like, the offensive line is terrible, and it has been for the last 4 years. I mean, for God's sakes, why do you think Josh Jacobs fucking got out of there? They have done nothing to fortify that offensive line. The only guy that's worth a damn is Colton Miller. And I'm pretty sure he's hurt. I don't even know if he's playing anymore. He got hurt this year. So I'm going Jags double down. I don't think the Raiders are very good. I mean, there's 10 games left, so maybe they can turn it on and, you know, at least make it tough for some teams, I guess. But I don't think they're a very serious team, the Jags. Getting a win here, putting them at 5-3 can really help. So I'm going to go Jags double down. Up next, we got the Saints going to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Trevor, what do you think?
I think the Rams defense is going to light this fucking rookie quarterback up in his first start. And I'm going to go Rams double down.
Yeah, I agree. The Rams are looking pretty good this year. I kind of expect them to kind of continue. I'm going Rams double down. Next up, we got the game of the week. I mean, really, I guess, in all of America. We got the Chiefs going into Orchard Park, taking on the Buffalo Bills, who want to prove that they still matter and they still have something to contribute to the football world. Trevor, what do you think?
I call this a win-win game for me and you because if the Chiefs win, we win. You know, we get a bigger gap in the division, and if the Bills win, you know, we get to watch the Chiefs lose. So, it's a win-win game. That being said, it's in Buffalo, but I don't care. I've got a strategy this year, and it has worked more times than it has not in past years. And I'm going to go with the Chiefs double down. No, I'm going to go with the Chiefs straight up. But I hope I'm wrong. I kind of do it. You know what I mean?
I am going to go Bills double down. I just... Josh Allen's really only able to beat Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, and Andy's at home. I just also the Bills really need to win this game, and I'm really big on picking teams that are desperate, so I'm going to go Bills double down. And you're right, it is a win-win. I don't even care if I lose 5 points on this game because, you know, the Bills lose, that puts us even further, that puts us two games ahead of them. If the Chiefs lose, it's great. Taylor Swift cries, Travis Kelce cries,
Chase Andy cries,
stressy, he gets fatter. The fatter he gets, the more unreliable he
becomes. We get to hear Chase in the group chat talk about the refs sucking, even though they legit literally called back a touchdown a couple weeks ago for no apparent reason.
Yeah. I respect your strategy, though. I get it. Anyway, up next, we got the Sunday night game. We have the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels returning to the starting lineup. Trevor, what do you think?
Talk about a desperate team. Washington is a very desperate team. It's a tough game to pick. It's in Washington. I mean, they literally have to win this game. And Seattle, man, they just look like a fucking together team. I mean, they're the perfect team for Darnold to be on. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to make a deep playoff run. He's probably going to blow it at the end. But listen, you know, they're just a solid team, man. He's a game manager. And their losses are to fucking the Buccaneers by 3 points. And the Seahawks by four. The Seahawks. They are the Seahawks. The fucking 49ers by 4 points. I don't know, man. I want to take the Commanders. I really do. I really do. But I don't have a reason to, and I don't have a reason to say that the fucking Commanders. Jaden Daniels is playing, sure, but fuck, he keeps getting injured. Is he gonna play the whole game? Give me the fucking.
Everyone else is out.
Give me the Seattle Seahawks double down.
Yeah, man, honestly, I don't need to say anything. You pretty much said anything I was going to say. I like the Commanders more. I want them to win. Yeah, but I have exactly. No reason to pick them. Like, if Jaden Daniels was coming back to a fully loaded team that wasn't hurt and, like, missing everybody important that you need to win, because Terry McLaurin ain't playing this week. Debo Samuel ain't playing. Austin Eckler's out till that might be it for him. Who knows?
Yeah.
Which you knew what you were getting with him. You were taking a chance with that guy. I don't know. I think the Commanders front office, they're just reaping what they created. They fucked around too much in the offseason, not paying everybody, and they took their rookie quarterback for granted, thinking, well, he could just do it again. Who cares who we have? You know, that's whenever you take advantage. That's what they should have taken advantage of the fact that everyone thought they were going to win two games last year. They ended up going to the NFC Championship. They should have taken advantage of that and gotten people in there, maybe unloaded some of their older guys that are costing them a lot of money. You know, just whatever. I just think they really pulled a Cincinnati Bengals this offseason, and I think it's biting them in the ass now because Terry McLaurin didn't show up until right before the season because of the contract thing, so he was out of shape more than likely. Austin Eckler tears his Achilles early on. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I have no confidence that they're going to win that game. The Seahawks have the only reason why I think the Seahawks, you know, could legit just be really good is, for one, Sam Darnold, got to give it up. The guy just showing why he was a first-round pick. Like, he was legit. He was a good, you know, he's got really good mechanics. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's showing
to
the Jets.
Play,
fucking
he makes
suck.
He throws incredible passes. Like, he throws really good, like, it's almost like those kind of passes that you make in Madden where you're just like, damn, dude, that was pretty good. Like, you know, an over-the-shoulder to the tight end heading towards the sideline, like right over the top of a couple defense. Like, Sam Darnold makes really good tight window throws. I do agree, you know, you kind of have to be like, he could throw three interceptions and blow it. But, I mean, this year he's played really well. So, and their defense is really good. And I like their coach. He was in the Doobie Brothers, I think, also. Oh, Mike McDonald. I'm going to go with the Seahawks double down. And finally, we've got the Monday night fucking
Monday night shit.
We got the Cardinals taking on the Cowboys, and I think both teams agreed to just not have their defenses play. They're just gonna go out there and play 7-on-7.
Offense, yeah.
Nothing but offense. Whoever can throw up the most
scores last wins.
Yeah, remove the offensive lines. Just 7-on-7. Whoever wins gets the win on the column. That's all that matters. Trevor, who do you think wins this game?
I think I'm gonna go the Cowboys straight up. They're just they are the definition of a fucking roller coaster. I mean, they fucking lose to the Eagles to start. They beat the Giants. They lose to the Bears. They tie the Packers. They beat the Jets. They lose to the Panthers. They beat the Commanders. They lose to the Broncos. It's described as a roller coaster team all the time, but I mean, this year is so up and down. And their defense is just sucking dick. Like, Dak Prescott had one bad game last week, and they couldn't make up for it. I mean, they're just giving up points like they're fucking dicks. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go Cardinals straight up because, believe it or not, I think they actually have the better defense in this game, and their offense has been absolutely cooking the last few weeks with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals straight up because I think this is going to be a who-has-the-ball-last kind of game. And I don't think either team wants the other team to have the ball last because they're just like, what are we supposed to do? So I'm going to go Cardinals straight up. And with that, that is our picks for the week. Trevor, thank you for having me on your podcast. It's been great to be a guest.
anytime.
I love calling in and talking to you. You're my favorite conspiracy theorist radio host also. You can check that out. Trevor's Black Hole Anus Podcast, I think is what it's called.
The first episode's on Chris Benoit.
He's a very pro-Chris Benoit podcast where he promises to catalog his entire life up until that fake moment where everyone's claiming he killed his family. Jesse Ventura, I think he's his first guest. Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones on his podcast at the same time. It's going to be hard to get a word in.
And then Luke is one of their lawyers representing him.
Yeah, but anyway, I've got to pee really bad, and I haven't eaten dinner yet. So, Trevor, I love you. It's a great podcast, but I think it's time we told these people to go fuck themselves.
One, two, three. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourselves. We'll see you guys later. Have a great night. Have a happy Halloween. I don't know. All right, everybody. We'll see you guys later. Have a great night.
Good night.